It's time for Balanced Living, the health-based teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the new book, Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and Renewed Spirit. Her book and these weekly podcasts are designed to instruct you in the healthy maintenance of the body God has given you. And now, get ready to learn from Kay Spears and her insights into balanced living.
And a good day to you, listening friends. Welcome to yet another edition of Balanced Living, featuring the teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the book Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and a Renewed Spirit. And of course, Kay is one of the specialists that you will meet at Balanced Health Healing Center in San Antonio, Texas. Kay has her master's degree in science and nutrition. Kay, again, good afternoon to you.
Hello, hello.
Kay, we began on the last podcast a discussion about forgiveness. And we did that because forgiveness is one of the steps in your book, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and a Renewed Spirit. And we were talking about the fact that to carry within ourselves unforgiveness is very detrimental to our health, physically, emotionally, possibly spiritually as well. I know that you have so much more to say about this. I wanted to ask you, you see patients, of course, all the time. You've got people coming to your office and they have all sorts of different issues they want to talk with you about. How much do you see with regard to this issue of forgiveness? People who come in with anger and they're holding grudges, people who have hurt them. How does that play a role in terms of the practice that you have and the patients that you see?
Wow, enough to open a wellness center where I have 3 therapists that deal with the emotional parts of healing because, oh my gosh, I mean, forgiveness. We've all had somebody at some point in our life, whether it be a parent or an ex-spouse or, uncle, aunt, I don't know, just that have harmed us. We're just not in a perfect world, and so we're going to have people that have harmed us and hurt us, and everybody has that. And so to what degree where it's really holding someone back, I've kind of gotten done enough therapy on my own and been in an office with 3 therapists where I can now see certain body language and certain things that people say where I realize that it's way out of my realm and they need to go see one of the therapists. And you know, they'll come in and I can put someone on a nutrition program and give them supplements and all these things. But if they have unforgiveness in their heart, then it's going to keep them from healing. And there is a Dr. Henry Wright who wrote a book it's unforgiveness in your heart is related to almost every disease out there. So there's definitely a correlation with sickness and disease and unforgiveness.
I think it's interesting that if you were to ask most people about forgiveness and why it's so challenging for them, that they would say that perhaps the people who have hurt them the most are the people who are closest to them.
Yes. Yeah. That's
parents
true.
And siblings.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what those people have done in their lives can be the most destructive.
Oh, yeah, because your parents are supposed to take care of you. You know, you're a child, and we depend on our parents to take care of us. And those wounds are very deep because those are our caretakers. And so we carry those through our lives. And then if they're not dealt with, we repeat some of the same patterns that happen to us, even if we don't want to. It's just inevitable, you know. So I think that those traumas and wounds need to be worked on and get that forgiveness in your heart and learn what those patterns are so that you can turn around and make changes in your life.
Kay, what happens if there's an individual who's listening right now and they're hearing what you're saying about forgiveness, but there's somebody in their life that has hurt them to a degree that they just can't let go, and it's really bothering them. They want to let go, but they can't. What sort of actions can this individual take to help deal with that?
Get help. You know, we are in this world not to be alone, and we need help. And that was something that I had to learn. I would try to take care of everything myself, and I didn't need anybody, and I don't need to show emotion, and all of these different things. But you know what? Connections are what we have in life, and people are here for us. And if you find a good therapist, someone that's going to help you heal and not just cope. You don't want to go to a therapist that's just going to see you every week and once a month, and you're not getting anywhere with that therapist. If that's your therapist, you need to find a new one, because it's about healing. Somebody who's actually going to help you rebuild those traumas and work through those past traumas and help you rebuild your life and move forward so that you can have healthy relationships with other people and be happy in life and healthy.
I made a note before the show about the fact that sometimes the most challenging individual to forgive in the lives of most people are themselves.
Yes. Yes.
We look at ourselves and we look at the lives that we've lived, maybe things that we've done or the type of person we've evolved into, and we don't like it. Mm-hmm. And we can hold that against ourselves. And so I would think forgiveness has a lot to do with dealing with yourself and who you are and accepting who you are.
Yeah. And a lot of times as children, even when our parents have, or someone in our life, I'm not just saying parents, someone has harmed you, we grow up actually thinking that we should have done something to stop it, or we should have been the ones to handle it better. And we take all that in for them and ourselves. And then sometimes we've just done some things that haven't been nice to someone else. And and so we take on all of that too. So not forgiving ourselves is just as harmful as not forgiving someone else. And I don't know where everybody is in their spirituality, but I believe that we all have to have a higher power. And for me, that is Jesus. And, you know, I just think that we're so imperfect in this world, and Jesus forgives every single one of us, and we need to forgive so that we can be healed with that. And it's not an easy step, because a lot of times too you think, well, where was God when this was happening to me when I was a child? And that's why you need help and therapy, because when you let that go and open your world up and you become an adult and you can come to a forgiveness place and a healing place, so much opens up around you positively.
As the saying goes, to err is human, to forgive is divine. And I think that's a great point, the fact that we need a power greater than ourselves to have that ability to forgive and let go.
Yes, absolutely.
I really believe it's within our human nature to want to hold on to the grudges and the anger and the revenge, but through the power of something greater than ourselves, and I think we do have that ability. I was going to just mention a short story about forgiveness for me. I was working for a gentleman back in the 1980s who was really having some financial difficulties with his business. And I knew it was getting to a point where he could no longer afford to employ me. And so he dealt with that situation by basically coming to me one day and accusing me of stealing from his business.
Oh, gosh.
He did that to upset me so much that I would want to quit and therefore be off his payroll. And of course, as he did approach me and accuse me of stealing, which I did not do, I did decide to leave his company because I couldn't work for an individual who would not trust me in that way. And for many, many years, I could not forgive him for what he did. But I have to say that in the last 10 years or so, in retrospect, as I look back on that situation, I have come to that point of peace where I could see him today and not hold anger or revenge towards him, because I really see where he was at that time in terms of the financial burdens that he was facing, the fact that he was accountable to many business partners to make a business profitable, and I believe he panicked in what he did to me. So I've let that go, and I have to say it's a very liberating experience to not be holding on to all of that anger and bitterness.
Well, that's great. That's great. And again, once again, I just think it's important to know that you don't have to forget. You just have to let go and give it to a higher power, or give it to your own healing. And people do things to us because of what's been done to them or how they were raised as a child. So it's always a circumstance of something else.
Kay, this is so fascinating. We have to talk more about forgiveness. And unfortunately, right now we are out of time. If you would like more information about certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears and her book, Balanced Living, go to her website at www.kspears.com. You can also contact Kay at area code 210 864-2121. And be sure to join us again next time for yet another edition of Balanced Living.
You have been listening to Balanced Living with author and certified clinical nutritionist, Kay Spears. Kay invites you to visit her website at www.kspears.com. Kay's goal is to help you achieve balanced living so that you can fulfill God's purpose for your life. Be sure to join Kay Spears again next time as she shares her insights about balanced living.